Come on.
Hello. You've reached the Jubilee Pizza Company. There's no one in right now to take your order. Please speak after the beep.
Come on.
Beep.
This is a message for Captain Jack Harkness, Eve Trent. We've never met. Well, not up close. That sniper in Zurich. Hello. Anyway, this is sort of, more or less, my confession from the ladies' loo. When you work for the committee, people think it's all private jets and luxury hotels. Instead, here I am, Aberdeen Airport. 40-minute delay. Even secret conspiracies have delays. Plenty of extra time for plotting and scheming. And a posh coffee. Well, Aberdeen's answer to posh coffee. Hey-ho. Yes, I work for the committee. I'm not, since you're asking, an alien. But I work for them. Well, I think I do. They look just like you and me. I know. Bit disappointing. I was expecting... oh, I don't know, something nightmarish, green. Of course, they're not their real bodies. Oh, that's my job, by the way. I make new bodies for them. Insane, really. I go home and see my parents at the weekend. How's work? Keeping you busy? Yes, Dad, can't complain. And that's where it stops. How else am I supposed to finish that sentence? It's been a tough week building containers for alien souls. For some reason, they just don't like the arms. What's wrong with the arms, we ask them. They work fine. Oh, you wouldn't understand, they tell us. On the inside, they just feel a bit wrong. They're taking over the planet and they're worried about how their arms work. I'm not even sure how I ended up working for the committee. Or even when I realised I was working for the committee. I can remember when they told me they were aliens. My manager... well, yes, it's all very professional. She called me in and told me... got to rush this, I'm afraid, Eve. Got a meeting in 10. That's how it began. When she told me the world was being taken over by aliens and that she was one. I'd like to say that life suddenly all made sense right there and then. I mean, obviously all managers are aliens. It explains why they behave like they've never met a human being before. The company I work for was just like any other. People work from home. They pull sickies. They miss meetings. They trample on each other's schemes. Grand initiatives end up not so grand. Failures are polished to look like successes. And of course, we're always behind schedule. The one reassurance, the one saving grace. When things screw up, no one pipes up, "Cheer up, it's not the end of the world." It is. It's funny thinking about that. That's what we're working towards. We take a lot of holidays. You'll see books on desks. 101 places to see before you die. The 7 wonders of the world. That sort of thing. Facebook is full of pictures of us. In temples at dawn, hot air balloons, surfing. Making the most of the world. While it lasts. Divorce rate's pretty high too. The end of the world makes you question a lot of things about life. Oh, also, we all get a spare ticket in the life rafts or the bunkers or whatever. One spare ticket. Choose. Wife, boyfriend, least annoying child. Me? I'm taking my ancient Springer Spaniel, Tavistock. No, it's true, I've never met anyone special. Poor me. But also, I really like Tavistock. Funny that. I could look out at all of humanity, find someone I liked and tell them, the world is ending and I've got a free ticket out of here. And once they believed me, and I am very persuasive, they'd jump at the chance. I could take Johnny Depp with me to the bunker. Only, well, all I can think is... Johnny Depp doesn't have a ticket, so who is Johnny Depp? Also, Also, there is no bunker, no life raft, no escape shuttle. It has all been a con. The Committee of Erebus doesn't care about us. After all, we're only human. I found out, by accident, some secret conspiracy we are. Someone had left the paperwork lying around on my boss's desk. Or maybe she did. By error, or it was left out for me to find. We are a conspiracy. It does so encourage paranoia. But there were the plans for Project Life Raft. There were bunkers, of course. You can buy a bunker cheaply enough. Lots of them in Aberdeen, sold at auction by the army. So I came here, ostensibly for a meeting with our North Sea Oil Exploration Department. Turns out, that oil supply crisis you've been reading about, we've just been siphoning it all off. To you and me, oil's just a way of fueling the car. To aliens, it's a priceless archaeological commodity. Fancy. Anyway, after the meeting, I treated myself to a detour. Drove the hire car over to one of the bunkers, just to make sure. After all, I could have just seen an old plan or a paperwork error. It was neither. It is, as I said, easy enough to buy a bunker, but this wasn't fitted out as a transmat station, a life pod, or even a survival dome. No iron beds, not even a tin of beans. This was just an empty bunker, and it was so cold. When the apocalypse comes, we're going to get on buses, smiling smugly at the end of the world. Tavistock will sit on the seat beside me, blissfully unaware of the glares from people who could have brought along another child instead of my farty old dog, but we'd all have kept our peace as we thought of what we were escaping. Until they herded us into the bunkers and sealed the doors, and we realised we're as much fools as the rest of the human race. The Committee of Erebus doesn't care about us, any of us. When their plan is finished, that's it. And that's why I'm warning you, because you have to stop it. I see. Tracker in the hire car, was it? You really should trust us. After all, we've trusted you. I'm coming! Hello there. Shall we get this over with? I don't suppose you like dogs, do you, Jack? Probably not. Oh, well.